give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And we had church last night. I know normally that's a Wednesday night thing, but my, what a wonderful service we had together. Oh, thank God for the workers that he's given to us here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great group of people God has put together here. And we get a chance to honor ushers and nursery workers and junior church workers and Sunday school teachers and choir members and church cleaners and yard workers and just so many, many people that are involved in the ministry here at Bible Baptist Church. How grateful I am for people who want to serve the Lord. I truly love that service and get a chance to love each other and encourage one another. And it's just a sweet, maybe the sweetest service we have all year. And I sure enjoyed last night's service. And I look forward to it each and every year. Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, I want to share with you, we've been talking about thanksgiving. Not Thanksgiving, but thanksgiving. Turning your thanksgiving into thanksgiving. And we talked about Hebrews 13 and verse 15, where the Bible says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Notice the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And we started yesterday by saying, what are some of those sacrifices we should offer to God? And we said yesterday that we should offer the sacrifice of our person. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." And so we spent time yesterday, and I encourage you to go back and listen to that broadcast, get you up to speed with where we are today. And so we give the sacrifice of our person, but there's other sacrifices that we can give to God to turn our thanksgiving into thanksgiving. The next one would be found in Psalm 51 and verse number 17. And there, I'm turning over there now, psalmists would say this: "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Here, it's a sacrifice of purity. You see, David here is broken. Psalm 51 is his psalm of confession and repentance to God. He's broken, not just over his sin, but over God's goodness to him. It's all hitting him here. How good God's been to him. How much God has done for him. And he's broken. He's making God the sacrifice of purity. The best thing you can do this Thanksgiving is to give God the sacrifice of a broken heart. Repent of any coldness toward him, any difference, any pet sins that are controlling your life. A woman lost a husband and a son in the war, and she was angry with God. The woman next door to her had five sons who all returned safely, and that only worsened her bitterness. She hated God. She hated the lady next door. She hated everyone. And one night she had a dream. An angel came to her and said, "I'm going to give you 10 minutes of your son's life. Which 10 minutes do you want? Do you want 10 minutes when he was a baby? Do you want 10 minutes when he was a little boy? Do you want 10 minutes when he was a teenager? Do you want 10 minutes when he was a brave soldier?" And she thought and said, "I think I want him as a dirty-faced little boy. The day he got so mad at me and clenched his fist and said, 'I hate you, Mama.' But he came back 5 minutes later crying, saying he was sorry, and he hugged me." She said, "I never felt so close to that boy at that moment when he changed his heart and came back to me." Well, then she woke up, and she realized she'd been treating God the same way. Oh, listen, my friend, we never make God more happy than when we come back to him and say, "I'm sorry, God, please forgive me." Let go of the bitterness. Let go of the unforgiveness. Let go of the grudges. Let go of the past wrongs. Give God that broken and contrite heart. Give it to him. Give him the sacrifice of a pure heart, that you'll love him no matter what. We give the sacrifice of our person. We give the sacrifice of purity. But Hebrews 13:15 says we give the sacrifice of praise. the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. In these days, we would say that pleases him more than a $60,000 automobile. Remember Hebrews 13:15, it says continually. Don't come to church just to praise God. Come to church, you don't come to church just to start praising God. You come to church to share your praising for God. Now, there's three ways we praise God. Number one, in song, we bring the sacrifice. Don't discourage. Hey, are you an encouragement to the song leader? It's so discouraging when people don't sing. One of the tragedies, by the way, let me just throw this in here, and I know some of you won't like it, but in this modern music where you have four or five people up there trying to sing and you're putting words up on a screen and you know what? Hardly anybody sings. I'm not making the sacrifice of praise. I wish you could come hear the people at Bible Baptist Church sing. Oh my goodness. Singing out of the hymn book and singing the songs of God, and no one can sing like God's people can sing. What a blessing. And make the sacrifice of singing to God. Praise him. Praise him. Psalm 22:3, God inhabits the praises of his people. And so we're going to praise him in our song. We're going to praise him in prayer. Hallelujah is mentioned 24 times in the Psalms. It literally means praise to God. It's almost always associated with prayer. In fact, you don't have time to look at it today, but jot it down. Psalm 104 is the hallelujah of nature, creation. Psalm 105, you have the hallelujah of providence, that God's in control. No matter what happens here on this earth, you be certain God's in control. And then Psalm 106 is the hallelujah of grace. Hey, what next time you go to the Lord in prayer, don't just make it your list, your grocery list of what you want from God. Take some time for praises. Take some time for some hallelujahs. Praise the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord in song. Praise the Lord in your daily conversation. So many can just be negative. Don't get the reputation of being a negative person. A man was 2 hours late coming home for supper one night, and his wife was beside herself. She says, "Where have you been?" And he says, "Well, I ran into Mrs. Gray on the street." "Well, okay, but why did that take so long?" And he said, "Well, I asked her how she was doing." Oh, my friend, don't be that way. You ask some people how they're doing and they give you an organ recital. You know, what all hurts? Don't just say, listen, don't be that person. Just positively say, "Hey, man, it's great to see you. Boy, you look great." And you try to bypass that. I know sometimes people say, "Well, I don't feel so great." "Hey, well, you look good. Good to see you today." Just stay on the positive side. Praise him in our conversation. Don't badmouth God. Don't badmouth it. "Well, I don't know how I'm going to make it this week." "Well, I don't know how I'm going to eat this week." "Well, I don't have any money for gas this week." Don't badmouth God. A man was on a jet from L.A. to New York, and he sat next to a couple who'd never flown before. Oh, the husband was bright and cheerful and positive. He said, look, we get peanuts for free. Look, they gave us a pillow. Hey, look, these seats recline. But his wife wasn't so encouraging. In fact, she was kind of complaining. "I can't even get this pack of peanuts open." And then the person in front of her reclined his seat. "Oh, I have no leg room. Why is this pillow so small?" The man next to him finally was curious. And he asked the husband, "What do you do for a living?" He said, "I'm a salesman." And he said, "I figured that. I bet you do real well. What about your wife? Does she work? What does she do?" And the husband said, "Well, she's in the manufacturing business." "What?" He says, "Yeah, she manufactures her own misery." Is that the kind of person you are? You know, some people, I hope you're not one of those people who brighten up a room by leaving it. Oh, don't get the reputation of being a negative person. Knock the chip off your shoulder and focus on the positive. The sacrifice of praise. They call it the attitude of gratitude. Will you turn your thanksgiving into thanks living? Then you must make the sacrifice of your person. That put yourself on the altar. Remember, we said it. God's begging us to do this. God is asking us to voluntarily do this. He's asking us to completely do this. Give all of yourself to God. Lay it on the altar. That's a surrender, my friend. And remember yesterday, I hope you go back and listen to that, we talked about the two flesh hooks that keep you on the altar. Remember, devotion and discipline. devotion, and discipline. Oh, don't miss that. Don't miss that. Devotion because you want to do it. Discipline because it's right to do it. And so sacrifice your person. The sacrifice of purity. Like David, a broken and a contrite heart, broken over God's goodness to you and me and our sinfulness before Him. And asking God to cleanse us and help us. And then the praise. Oh, that we would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Make these sacrifices. Determine this Thanksgiving and really throughout the year that you'll be a thermostat, not a thermometer. In other words, you're going to set the temperature. You're not going to let the others around you determine your temperature. Hey, let's not just make it Thanksgiving. Let's make it thanks living. And I hope you'll do that as you gather with family or friends this Thanksgiving. I hope you'll be the thermostat and not the thermometer. And God will use you to offer to Him the sacrifice of praise, thanks living. Well, we look forward to spending time with family members. I'm so thankful. We're not far from our children, just a couple of hours, and grandchildren. And, of course, we have our son and daughter-in-law. They live here in Columbus, and so we get to see them on a more regular basis. But we'll all get together for Thanksgiving. Ours will be on Friday this week, but we'll be together, and we look forward to that time with our family. And I know many of you will as well. But we'll be on the air tomorrow, Thursday, as well as Friday, and right on through. We'll look forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday, and, of course, the game on Saturday. And go Bucks, and we'll trust the Buckeyes can bring one home there and get the Big Ten title and go on to the Big Ten championship game. And I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow, Thanksgiving morning, where I want to talk to you about five ingredients for Thanksgiving. Five ingredients for Thanksgiving, and that'll be on Thanksgiving morning. All right, and let me just say, take a minute here and tell you I'm thankful for each of you radio listeners, Sylvia and Philip, and so many of you, Judy, who support us from time to time, and Mark and others. Just so many to name that we pray for, that we thank you for your prayers and your support and the blessings you share. What a joy it is to be able to come to you daily here on the radio. It's a joy when we hear from you. And I just want to take this time at Thanksgiving to say thank you. We are deeply grateful for your help and your prayers to keep Words to Encourage on the radio. I know it's a little different than what many of the big broadcasts are. We're just a local church here in Grove City, and just trying to be a blessing and encouragement to other people. And if we can help you in any way, I hope you let us know about that. And we're happy to pray with any prayer requests that you have, and we're happy to share in any blessings that you have as well. And if you like to, again, pick up the broadcast on a podcast, iTunes or iHeartRadio. Subscribe to that. It's free. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. We have a Facebook page as well, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. And that keeps you up to date with all that's going on here at our church. And we sure appreciate all the radio listeners that we have here in the greater Columbus area and some outside the area who listen by way of the podcast, or they listen online. All right. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody, and I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on a broadcast tomorrow morning, Thanksgiving Day. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.